cliffcentral.com.
George is here. Every Friday he comes in to share with us stories about the world of motoring, the lifestyle around it, things that we need to know, rules of the road, changes to what's going on people's commute into and out of work every day. Mm. What do you got for us today, George?
Well, the Black Friday is coming up.
Oh boy. Stay away. Stay away.
Except if you
want. It's the only time that white people can say, oh boy, when they hear that something black is coming.
Step away from the mic. Step away from the mic.
Well, let's just be very careful because this Black Friday is a terrible idea. People lose their minds.
It gains in popularity. Oh. It was an American thing, and now it's gaining more and more in population and popularity.
People spend money they don't need to spend. It's very, very bad.
Well, if you do need to buy a car, visit us at Black Friday, because last year we did Black Friday and we had 1,638 cars listed at special deals to the value of 1.2 billion rand, and the saving was 170 million rand.
Yes, but this is great because you're online, you see. I don't have to actually go anywhere. Mm.
No, exactly.
But buy it online.
Who takes the loss on that?
Well, it's not. It's people just move cars at a cheaper price and compress their margin to move volume.
Okay. Hmm.
Give me more. Come on.
Was that the Neanderthal?
No, that's can people getting excited about your Black Friday sale.
I thought it was the Neanderthal that could drive.
More car sales. All right. Okay.
And then the Mustang. You know the Mustang? The old...
My brother wants to buy one. He wants to buy one of those old ones and refurbish it.
I love those old ones. But Mustang has now gone electric with the Mach-E. It looks a little bit like a Tesla. I think they're trying to copy the Tesla, but it's a little bit disappointing because the fastest variant of this Mustang only does 0 to 100 in 3.5 seconds.
Hmm. Tell me quickly. Okay. We had a question this morning about whether or not electric cars are rugged and manly, or whether people think that they're still a little bit soft.
So the only thing that's missing from an electric car versus an ICE vehicle is the sound or the noise.
The exhaust noise.
Yeah. So you tell me whether you are...
And it goes...
Exactly.
People don't really...
So are you manly because you want the noise?
But then can't we just build something? I mean, this is... Maybe you and I should start a business, George, where we just build some sort of audio output device.
Or hire a guy to cycle next sure to you
gonna.
with a trombo.
I'm sure they're going
to. That's linked to the accelerator. And when you're driving an electric car and you want to show off, like a lot of these douchebags do on the roads, you can put your foot down and this automatically goes at the same time. So you don't have to sound like...
Yeah, but some men sound like that.
What? I'd rather sound...
Oh,
right.
Okay.
All the noise pollution, it's... Oh, no. No.
I don't like noisy cars.
I don't like noisy cars.
That's besides the point. And then we also had a story this morning, and you can corroborate the evidence around this. Apparently, they are bringing out a new pickup truck, which is electric.
Tesla.
Yes.
Yes.
And a lot of people talking about that, because we've got a big bucky culture in South Africa. People like
culture.
Their pickup trucks.
Exactly.
They like pickup trucks in Uganda?
Yeah.
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 What's useful, you know? Utility vehicle.
Avoid the potholes.
Right. And do you
especially
think
the potholes.
You think an electric one will do well?
Electric pickup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? You know, the biggest advantage over an ICE vehicle, which is the instant torque. So if you're really using a bucky or a 4x4 for off-road use, that instant torque is incredibly useful. You know, have you ever gone an off-road track or an off-road or off-road and up a steep incline and you, because you don't have instant torque, you battle.
Yeah.
With so traction or power?
No, just with the delivery of the power. Even if the car is a V6 or a V8, the delay in the power output to the wheels is where the electric car wins hands down. You know, Gareth's driven the i3 and the Tesla, and when you put your foot down, that power's there immediately.
Yeah, so you're saying these could actually be better for people who are looking for that delivery of power.
Exactly. Okay. You know, off-road or even carrying goods. So if we're a bucky nation, then obviously the bucky Bucky Brigade, the one-man show businesses. They're mm-hmm. carrying stuff on the back of those buckies. When you load those buckies, you need power delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And the electric vehicle delivers the power instantly.
Well,
so
Brian's going to need one for all these people that he's giving jobs to. He's going to load them on the back of the bucky. Kansima Ann is going to be his co-pilot. And they're going to need to drive around Uganda.
If you load people on the back of buckies in South Africa, which I think is appalling, but you put your foot down in an electric bucky and those people are going to fly off the back.
I learnt as a child to hold on. Isn't that what you should?
No, I see people sitting on the tailgate, woohoo, like they're surfing the freaking Titanic.
Not all of us survive.
I've been on the back of a bucky that's been converted into a game range vehicle with the the seats that are really high,
uh-huh.
and I was right at the back, and we were messing around. My brother-in-law was driving, and we were on a dirt road and turning a corner, and I shouted, "Hold on, everybody!" and fell right off the top.
You're an idiot.
So you can tell yourself to hold on, but there's only so much holding on you can do.
All right. Okay, well, very exciting. These electric cars are really taking over.
Oh, yeah. A new study in the US has just been published where the interest in electric cars has gone up year over year by one third. So the interest is growing. People's concerns all over the world are still infrastructure and range anxiety, but that seems to be going away. Pirelli has a new feature in the future of their tires.
Oh, I only really think about Pirelli when I think of their calendar, but they've abandoned that as well, haven't they? Because it's not politically...
Because they're trying to stick to tires.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I don't even know what kind of tires I got in my car. What can you tell me about Pirelli?
Well, Pirelli, and I'm pretty sure the other tire manufacturers are going to follow suit, they are now able to insert a sensor into the tire that can detect things about the tire. So this sensor is powered by its own power source and works with the 5G network. Now, the most interesting thing about these tires is that it can transmit information to other drivers around the car that the tires are fitted to. So, for instance, if you're driving a car with this set of Pirellis on it, mm-hmm. and your car begins to even aquaplane, it can send a message to the car behind you to say, this car is in danger of having an accident.
Mm. Well, in this country, because people don't maintain their cars so well, you're going to be getting so many messages while you're driving. You're not going to know what's going on. You're going to have an accident.
Wheel
just from
about
the message
to come off of taxi in front of you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Your dashboard's going to go off second to none. But that's not the only type of sensor that people are developing. You know MIT?
Yes.
I mean, they're smart, smart people. So they've developed an autonomous vehicle piece of technology that can figure out how big of an arsehole another driver is.
Wow.
I do like that. That sounds like
the arsehole detector, it's commonly being termed, and it gives cars some crude analog information to something that we're generally born with, which is social awareness. So what the sensors do is it senses the driving behavior of other cars around you. And you know, if you make micro movements, the car begins to learn what those micro movements are, and then gives you a readout as to whether you're in danger of being in the presence of another arsehole driver.
I like that. Again, but are you going to have so many messages?
I was remembering just this morning that once I was driving along and I heard something heavy and metal hit the roof of my car, and it rolled down my window and landed on top of my windscreen wiper, and it was a bolt, from
another car.
Someone's wheel. That must have flung off while they were driving.
You're lucky it didn't come through your windscreen.
Yeah, exactly. It was quite a soft landing. I think it must have traveled from really far.
Well, these sensors in these cars can avoid those kinds of things because they can tell you that something's going to happen before it happens. And so this lot at MIT use social psychology game theory to try and build the algorithms that give the car the ability to tell whether someone else in traffic is an arsehole or not.
I wonder if I would come up as an arsehole.
Don't know.
On people's dashboard.
When you're driving a manual, yes.
Are you talking about me specifically or generally. I'm saying I am an asshole. Okay, thanks. This is how I hoped my Friday would
go. I've been in a car with you driving manual.
I mean, this wasn't in this piece of research, but I wonder if the car tells you or only other drivers that you're an asshole.
Yeah. You should be able to select it.
You know, what if people have a bad temper and they get this message that they're an asshole and they start getting cross and then they drive even more like an asshole.
Caught them on a bad
exactly.
day.
We'll just avoid
terrible.
Them. And then a couple of weeks ago, remember I told you about Guy Martin and his tractor speed record.
Yes.
So he has now built another tractor and he's not happy with 103 miles per hour and he shot for 135 miles per hour and hit it.
So this tractor actually needs a parachute to help slow it down.
That is correct.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
It's also stupid because who needs a tractor that goes that fast? But, you know, whatever blows your head.
And then we haven't had any more news, but more major news. But the Bloodhound has reached 1,010 kilometers per hour. So they're incrementally going up in the last week. And the Kyalami 9-hour is happening this weekend.
Okay. So loads of stuff to think about this morning. Thank you, George.
Exactly. Thank you.
George Meany, and a little bit of a Friday highlight package of what you need to know in the world of motoring. Don't forget to join them for Auto Central on a Monday morning every week here on CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.